You're the diplomat they sent for the peace talks? Not much to look at. I could easily beat you in combat, but that's not what we're here to discuss. This is about peace between two nations that have been warring since before either of us were born. Before I took command of the Frost Giants, and you took command of the human army. So come, let's sit. Hopefully there can be a conclusion to this needless bloodshed. My advisors told me meeting with the human general would be a sign of weakness, but I see it as strength. There is no reason we cannot be reasonable. We can negotiate. Not everything has to be fought in combat and end with someone dying, bleeding out on the floor for the problem to be solved. We can talk this out like two civilized nations. Frost Giants are not the uncivilized brutes you see us as, and I admit, my people see you as weaklings that are in better positions of subservience. I hope from this talk we can come to an understanding in peace, at least for the time being. Let's get down to business. So, the first thing I would like to arrange is the return of Duke Skane. I understand he attacked one of your camps without getting permission from me. He severely underestimated your troops' strength and ended up getting himself captured. If it was up to me, you could keep him, honestly. He's always been a thorn in my side. Such a stupid brute. He thinks with his sword, not his brain. But, sadly, he is from one of the most powerful families, and I would like for him to return. If I do not have the support of his family, then my power will be threatened. What would you want for Duquesne? Colonel Kingston. Done. In a week's time, we will meet by the Banfor River and exchange Duke Skane for Colonel Kingston. Is this agreeable? Good. Now, is there something you wish to ask me for, or shall I continue? That's a mighty big request. I know we are talking about peace, but asking for the city of Woolhope? It's the second largest city of yours that we have captured, and I understand it holds a special place in your heart as you are from there. Am I correct, General? Interesting. So clearly, you are influenced by your emotions. In negotiation, it is better not to let your opponent know how much you want something, how much you care about something. Let me guess, you have family back in Woolhope. Friends, maybe a lover. And they are all under my control right now. If I was in your position, I would have worked my way up. Maybe have Woolhope in the middle of the talk so I wouldn't think it's so important. Maybe that's why the Frost Giants have been winning this war since I took control of the army. I am willing to make a sacrifice for the good of my people, of my kind. And you, little general, you still have sentiments for people you have left. Was this war a great calling of sorts? And now, you are here, looking up at me. You realize just how over your head you are. You're just a human from a random city. So small, so insignificant. How could you broker a peace between humans and frost giants, a war that has spanned longer than you have been alive? If you can just save your hometown, then it'll be worth it, right? That's what you're thinking, isn't it? I am willing to give you Woolhope. I am willing to cease attacking your towns and killing lives. I am willing to give peace a chance between humans and frost giants. All for one thing. It's a very simple thing. Cheap. Something that really only affects you. And will ensure the safety of everyone you love. Your men can return home, gather their strength. Your family can rebuild. Your friends can flourish. All for one price. All you have to do is be mine. Surrender yourself to me. Give up your title. Everything you have made for yourself. And become my pet. Nothing will show my power more than taking the human general as my personal pet. And before you say no, think about it. I won't be unnecessarily cruel. I'll let you see your hometown, your friends, your family if you wish. No harm will ever come to them. You just will be mine. You will do what I say when I say it. You will be an obedient little human pet to the Queen of the Frost Giants. The greatest frost giant warrior alive. You can be the human that stops the bloodshed. That stops towns from being trampled. You'll be declared a hero. Songs will be written about you. Your story will become a legend that is passed down in every generation. You will be a household name. The general that ended the 100-year bloodshed. No more humans needlessly killed. No more innocent lives taken because your king has some stupid point to prove. Think of all the good it will do, not only for those you care about, but your nation as a whole. All you have to do is surrender yourself to me. What is one person compared to an entire town? An entire army? All I want is you. I'm not asking for your king. I'm not asking for your army. I'm not even asking for your capital city. In fact, I'm returning a city to you and promising peace. Do we have a deal, General? Good. Good. It seems a human can be smart. Shake my hand, and we'll call it a deal. I'll arrange for my men to return Colonel Kingston in return for Duke's gain, and a ceasefire will begin immediately. Tell your men we have brokered peace, but also tell them you will not be returning with them. Otis, I told you it wasn't a stupid idea. I have secured us the safe return of Duke's gain and have negotiated peace with the humans. Spread the word as quickly as you can. Are you finished? Good. Your men are dismissed. Go spread it to the rest of your nations, and hopefully this peace will not be temporary. Now, my little general, we have some rules to go over. Punishments will happen when you disobey, but rewards will be given if you follow. I assume you're smart enough to understand and follow that, correct? So smart. Your first rule is that you will always be naked with me. You don't need clothing anymore. I want you to be on display for me at all times. Nothing of your body should be hidden. It doesn't need to be. You are my prize. So let me help you with the first rule. Help you get more comfortable. So much better already. I must admit, I've always been fascinated by human skin. It's so warm to touch. Unlike a frost giant. And it comes in so many colors. You, I must say, are stunning. Such a pretty color on such a perfect pet. Don't try to cover yourself up for me. I want to see my prize. All of it. Your form is exquisite. Tinier than I'm used to height-wise, but that isn't a bad thing. I happen to enjoy towering over my trophy. Don't flinch when I touch under your chin. I know my hands are cold. You'll get used to it. I want to kiss you, my pet. Are you going to deny your queen her rights? Good. You're so warm. I'm not used to it. It's odd. Not unpleasant, but different. I'm definitely going to have to get used to that. While I'm not a fan of warmth typically, on you. It's really endearing. I can see the flush go to your cheeks, feel your warm breath on my neck. You are such a fine addition to my pile of victories and war. Would you look at that? One of my hands covers half your torso. And what size human did you call yourself? Maybe for a human. But for a frost giant, you're tiny. Humans keep dogs, but the queen of frost giants keeps a human. It's the same thing, isn't it? The lower my hand goes, the warmer you get. And the flesh on your cheeks keep getting more and more prominent. Spreading down your neck, spreading over your chest. Do you want me? You're allowed to want me, pets. It's natural. You are mine after all. Wanting your owner is something you are allowed to do. I encourage it. You're overthinking it, my pets. I know you're probably thinking something like, you don't want this, or I'm stronger than this. But you can't help it. It feels so good, doesn't it? It feels right. Being complimented and praised just for being your good, obedient self. You were raised to follow orders, and now you do it so effortlessly. You were made to be someone's perfect pet. So don't fight your instincts. Tell me what you want. Let me hear it from your lips. Say, I want you, my queen. Such a sweet melody when it comes from your lips. I can show you exactly how good it is to be the queen's prized possession.